Welcome to Natural Recovery from Buried Emotions That Make You Suffer and Then Confuse You as to How You're Doing It. This is Scott Killaby. If you don't know how suffering is created, you can't end it. If someone tells you that ending suffering is not supposed to be the goal, what are you doing on a spiritual path then? Just making yourself more comfortable in suffering? I too, as a teacher, used to say, don't be so concerned with the end of the suffering because that's seeking. It's not true. The seeking mind does that, but the end of the suffering can come. And as long as we're not seeking it or we bring the seeking conditioning into the process, that's not the issue, seeking. The issue is that we're actually afraid to end the suffering. We just say things like, hey, you'll keep seeking. But the truth is humans are afraid of their own buried emotions. So a lot of the motivation that we teachers give to do or not do something is often coming from unprocessed stuff for us. Why else would we tell you to do anything other than to get to the buried emotions that drive your suffering? Why would we do that unless we had buried emotions? Or maybe we're a teacher who had one of those rare experiences, very rare in any lifetime or generation, where their entire trauma or karmic load was released, and they just don't know how that happened, so they can't provide a pathway to others who do need to process. That's an innocent thing. But I think the majority are teachers who wake up, and because we have buried emotions, we don't know that we need safety, love, and approval from other people. That was always buried. See, these are not stories. This is a mechanism that's unconscious. And when you bury anger, you also need love and approval and safety from others. You can't know it, though. It's as buried as the anger. So as you wake up and you see a lot of stories go away, if you do, it doesn't mean anything, really, because you're still driven by repression. There will be suffering. Even if you're more comfortable in it, more is coming because the buried emotions. Nobody said that to me very directly, and if I would have heard it, I probably would have rejected it. But I'm going to say it anyway, that in my view, to end suffering, the fundamental need has to be met. And that almost all of the avoidance is coming because we don't understand that and what makes up that fundamental need. So this is not the need for love and safety and attention and approval. This is a more fundamental. Those needs for love, safety, and approval, they come up for us where we search outside of ourselves because we don't know ourselves. The fundamental need is to recognize ourselves as this awareness and then allow it all, which ends the suffering. Not all in one fell swoop, but allowing it all through processing buried emotions. So it's twofold. It's the awareness and then the allowing of it all. And then that fundamental need gets met, and then we don't have needs like, I need your love or approval or safety. We have authenticity. We even have embodiment. We have freedom, real freedom. But what normally happens because we have repression is we try to get that need met or to be free by not doing both. So some people rush to just the awareness piece. They want to wake up to that. But they don't want to deal with any of that stuff that's buried, or just some of it, but not the actual buried stuff. So that starts them on a bypass and an avoidant spiritual path that will not end until they get to the buried stuff. Look at the teachers who get sick. So, you know, a lot of their suffering was put to rest, but they kind of just became comfortable in some suffering that came up. Well, did we? Because my disease got so bad that I wanted to kill myself, so I wasn't so comfortable. But sometimes we can manage pain through even awareness and allowing and different symptoms and just kind of be okay with having a disease that we might have created unconsciously. We create all suffering that has an emotional root. We create that from buried emotions. So if you look, the fundamental need being met means that suffering ends, or that you're ending it. Because when you allow it all, there's no suffering. But you can't allow it all if there are buried emotions. Not only are the buried emotions not going to arise to awareness, but the buried emotions create the safer stuff that we identify with that comes into awareness. It was just safer for me in college to be hurt, to identify with being wounded, sad, unlovable. And I even expressed it to people. That was not my repression. That was created by my repression of holding anger back. When you hold back what's true, like anger, you're forced to identify with what's false. So I couldn't shake that feeling of I'm unlovable and the hurt and the woundedness that I was experiencing in life because I was just identified with that. And when I got to spirituality, they said, just allow it all. So I did, but the buried anger remained. That's why I tell anger repressors, don't focus on the vulnerable emotions, because those are safer for you. And even if you clear that deficiency story or the vulnerable emotions that come with it, you still have the contraction. You could also produce more suffering later that comes in the form of disease or pain or depression, addiction. What we do here is we just include all suffering, whether it's physical disease, chronic pain, emotional, diagnosed or not, and we see whether it's coming from that same generator, like science says, from repression. And if it is, we trust that. We keep coming back to that. Those are the buried emotions. Our experience ends up showing us that the root is the buried emotions and that the suffering that we experience is coming from that. So once we verify in our own experience, we really don't need teachers to tell us much. We might still need a mentor there or a trainer just to kind of help us keep from taking this modality and turning it into a bypass. But absent that, once you get the skills and you focus on meeting that fundamental need, you have your mentor there at times, your trainer, then you can't be fooled. See, because we're doing it to ourselves. And if you don't take responsibility to find out how you're doing it to yourself, it'll keep happening. Suffering will. But when you come here and you learn what the buried emotions are, you start to see, okay, this is how I'm doing it. Every form of suffering, you start to see, there's the link to the unprocessed. And the avoidant path itself, you see that that's linked to it, which just means that when you pick a person or a program or a path, or a paradigm, or another P if I can think about it, then if you have buried emotions, you're driven by the need for safety and love, that doesn't arise. You may be aware of it, but the programming itself, because it's so connected to buried emotions, doesn't arise. So you're driven by it. And even you could take like Buddhist High Sutra or really deep practice and turn it into a mistress. By turning something into a mistress, it just means you have repression, and that repression will not allow you to be free. And so it'll take the modality or the teacher, because the teaching or modality doesn't deal with buried emotions, if it doesn't, and turn it into a mistress, a bypass, in which case then you have to continue suffering and avoiding. So what I tell people is look for the three signs of the avoidant spiritual path. Sign number one is disconnection. What is that? Well, we all know what that is. That's the felt sense of separation and all the suffering that goes with it. So we all have that. But then number two is how we try to alleviate that suffering if we do. And the human condition is to turn whatever we're using, again, to alleviate suffering into a mistress, which means stay safe, get love, don't end suffering. Therefore, we have step number three or sign three, which is I have to continue avoiding now. So the three signs are disconnection. Two, find a mistress. Don't get to the buried emotions. And three, repeat. What we're doing here is arming you with the skills. I've even given you some of it in the Avoidance Guide to Authentic Spirituality podcast. I've given you the tools to start to show you that you're driven by the need for safety and love. But then when you learn the repression inquiry, you really see it. And that's really important to see, because that way you will end the suffering then, or you can, because then you won't turn KI, especially if you have a mentor, into a mistress. But it's really easy to do. And the way that people on an avoidant path turn KI into a bypass is just by doing it on their own and never checking in with somebody to see, is this how it was developed? But you have to understand that your system wants that. The sabotages in your life keep you safe. If you don't see it, you'll keep succumbing to it. So if you're sitting there doing things the way you've always done them, like you picked up KI and you're just doing it on your own, but you're not really checking in with somebody, you're headed to number three, probably, which is you're going to leave KI and look for something else. The reason that that's unfortunate is because we're showing you the avoidant path here and the bypass. And even though your system wants safety and love, there's something in you that does want the freedom, the real freedom. So if you're serious, you'll stick around because we want to take you to the buried emotions that, if you process, give you that real freedom. And not just awareness and allowing all suffering to come and go, potentially indefinitely. And what I tell people about identification is like this non-duality has given us both a kind of a blessing and a curse, I think, when it comes to identification. It wasn't until I got to the non-dual message that I understood what identification is. In other words, it's what's the reason for suffering is we're identified with what arises. But I never found the answer as to why, like where it's really coming from, until I did this repression inquiry. And it showed me that, for example, when I would identify with being hurt or a victim or wounded or unlovable, the reason that was so intoxicating in it, and I held on to it, is because it kept me safe from showing anger. If I could have expressed anger and been authentic, I wouldn't have had to identify so much with that safer stuff. The same is true for like a hurt repressor. You flip it on you. If somebody represses the vulnerable emotions, maybe you have a story in which you got angry. I didn't. But that was your suffering, is you're agitated and angry. But that's just because you hold back the vulnerable emotions. It's all fear. But if you can see what you hold back, then you can see why you're identified with things at the surface. Remember, that's our main duality. We're holding back something completely repressed, and then it produces its opposite at the surface. So we often try to look and see through the opposite, right? Whatever identity comes up. But that's beside the point, because the main duality hasn't collapsed yet. The buried emotions will continue producing suffering. Until the main duality is collapsed, there's not the embodiment of presence. You can't have buried emotions and be liberated, period. So if you're serious about freedom, you do have to get that fundamental need met, which is not just be here now, but be here now, like in relationship. Because if you look at the disconnection in your relationship, what KI does is it swoops in to process the buried emotions that create the disconnection. So you're getting to the root of the issue here. Instead of just turning away from your relationships and people in avoidance and looking for something outside of yourself, we're going to bring that modality into your life. I'm actually doing a higher level coaching now and mentoring of people and teaching. So I'm going to have fewer people that I work with. It's a higher price. I actually value what I do without an ego, though. I was undervaluing. That's what anger repression presents, that kind of ego, is being small. So I had buried power, and I was like, I'm not worth much on the surface, you know, powerless. But as I've worked through that, I feel like I can help people, really. But I need to narrow what I'm doing to just work with people who want that kind of help, where I come into your life and we work through any blocks to that, first of all. Because, you know, to have somebody come into your life, I'm not coming to your house, but you're going to have access to me in this program, probably like you've never had access to anyone in the beginning, until we establish what you're driven by. So when we establish that you're driven by anger, for example, and an avoidant attachment style, I'm going to be pulling you closer to me with boundaries, because you're going to want to get away from me. That's your avoidance. And so coming to work with me, that 90-day program is working through that. Because if you can see how you sabotage the relationship with me through avoidance, we can help you with all relationships. But if you sabotage with me through the avoidance, then, well, you can imagine what happens in other relationships. So I really treat the mentoring relationship in this program as like very sacred in a way. If somebody invites me into their life, I find that to be an honor. That doesn't mean I'm going to people please them, because that would not be honest. It would be hurting them. But I take it very seriously, and I plan to work with people who want this. So what I'll do is, there are these certain areas of your lives. You'll see them. It's like work or your relationship. And then as you drill down deeper, it's like at work, you might need approval and love. You might be getting triggered by your coworkers or your boss. You might not even be at the job that you want to be in. So we're going to focus on how the buried emotions are driving this into this really inauthentic life, so that you'll stay safe and in avoidance, if that's there. And as we drill down with a plan around that, I'm going to show you how to process the programs that are driving it all. I'm going to like stay with you through that and keep coming back and ask you to report back to me and share with me how the process is working, so I can follow up with you. Because I've seen people, I've seen transformation. Dan and I left our relationships through this work because those relationships were not authentic for us. And we got in relationships which are real for us. Dan has worked in jobs that he didn't want to do. Dan's doing what he wants to do, and so am I. This work gives you yourself, but if you don't work in certain areas, you stay stuck. And career and what you're doing with your life is definitely an area. And it actually has to do more with mom and dad than your boss. Or maybe more with bullies or something that happened. And if you get too hung up on how it's your boss, you can't get free. Because it's you. Even if your boss is an asshole, why are you there? There's a reason that you're there. It could be a trauma bond coming from dad. There's a reason, though. The conflicts that we find at work keep us in the trauma. They actually keep us safe, because if I can be small at work or not good enough, I'm safe from feeling and expressing the rage at my boss. So people might think, well, I'm not going to work with Scott because I might rage at my boss. It's not like that. It's about expressing things that are important to you, even in clean ways, so that you're authentic and you actually like what you're doing. It's you being yourself, and there's a way to do that without just going to scream at your boss. Oftentimes, when we get to that point, we just haven't expressed something earlier, and that's what this work shows us, is how to step into authenticity earlier so that the triggers go away. Because this doesn't lead to anger repressors just getting angry at everybody. It leads to you being yourself at work, at home, and anywhere else. And of course, our close relationships are the best. So I'm going to come in those areas and show you how, by not expressing certain things, you set up suffering in your life. And you might even then blame other people for it. But that's how you stay safe from seeing that you're creating it for yourself. And there's a process of seeing that when it comes up in each of your relationships. And there are key areas to work on, or otherwise you'll just bypass the whole thing and continue just to get love and stay safe. But if I'm in your life and I help you catch yourself, that becomes something different. Like, we can actually talk about something seemingly small in the overall scheme of things. It could just be like, if you're someone who needs space, but what you tend to do is disconnect from people, just by being able to be more expressive around that need for space avoids a lot of suffering. I mean, it doesn't avoid it. It just, because you're being yourself, it just keeps suffering from coming up. You would not believe how just being honest and saying what's true for you, even if it's not anger yet or hurt, moves mountains. changes relationships. Sometimes it's painful. And you don't just say things and the world moves. You say things and you move. You move to the next thing. You feel and express what's true for you. You don't get stuck. You get to be yourself. And you end the sabotage of your life. I saw it happening. I saw the end of sabotage. It's like, I can be myself now. I just hit this thing over here. I just can be myself. I saw that I could go into any relationship and move through something now because I already had the empathy and the vulnerability. I was identified with those things. Now, with the anger online, I could move through with a full range. And that was very empowering as I saw that nothing scared me. With my full range, my authentic self there, it just seems like nothing could stop me. Well, I mean, I could get a disease tomorrow, of course. But emotionally and psychologically, energetically, it feels very freeing to do this work. It's like your whole life is just there for you to explore. Whereas before, it was about like trying to stay safe. Now it's not. It's about just being yourself and noticing where you still might want to stay safe and get love, and then just being open to that. And it's always going to be buried emotions. That's where that conditioning is. Identification leaves not because we try to remove it, not because we rest and allow it, the stories and identities, not because we process them. They leave because we were producing them for safety and love. And when we add something into awareness, instead of trying to get rid of stuff, when we add in the conditioning and the emotions that we've buried, the false identification goes away. Naturally, without any force or anything like that, that was there for safety. When it's no longer needed, it no longer arises. But it no longer arises only when your authenticity comes forth. When your authenticity doesn't come forth, your life gives you suffering so that you can stay safe and get love. But you also, every time you suffer, have an opportunity for freedom if you get to the root of that. So this is not a modality in which you process triggers. If you're processing a trigger, it means you've already bypassed here, frankly. Here, we process that which generates suffering. Triggers are just one form of suffering. But people who want to stay safe and get love, they often want to get a process to come back to peace and then go back to their loved ones and be false. And then more suffering comes. So when we process here, we show you to go to how you do all that, how you avoid your suffering, how you produce identities that are false for safety. It's that kind of processing that gets to the generator. And you can trust that because processing that gets to the identities that come up, that bypasses the buried emotions, and you can actually see that it doesn't end the suffering. You can see how suffering continues when you're in a bypass. When you process buried emotions here, you should see basically three things. And if you don't see these three things pretty continuously, we ask you to stop. This is what gets us out of the avoidant path and ending suffering and sabotage and all of it is one. First of all, there are two markers, and these you look for in your actual practice. And then the third thing is just, well, it's your life. But the two markers are, one is that when you process at the level of buried emotions, that's the sense of separation or dense energy in the body. So one of the markers is transmuting that each time you do KI. You can't transmute the entire sense of separation at once. Very rarely does anyone have that kind of embodied awakening all of a sudden. The system seeks safety, so it produces a path here. See, it's not, there's no path. That's false. That's an idea. But the system creates resistance, which feels very real. It makes it seem like, oh, I'm not going to get to the end of this. But that's what your system wants, is to stay safe and get love. So it'll keep creating future for you to try to get away from the buried emotions. You just bring that into the process. See that? The three things to look for are transmuting of energy, the sense of separation. Number two is that you feel regulated by it. You may not feel like a walking Xanax, but you feel at least safe enough to continue. When you sabotage, notice that how your system shuts down. Because something, there's resistance. It just doesn't feel safe. So the second marker here is that it actually regulates your system, at least to some degree, so that you feel safe enough to go back and look. If those two markers are there, one, transmuting of that sense of separation, slowly over time because your system resists, and two, the regulation of the system or a sense of presence more each time you do it, being grounded in that, at least slightly, you've got those two markers. The third thing to look for is that if you have these two markers in practice, you should be seeing the suffering going away in your life. Because the inside and outside are literally one. Not just sitting in meditation and seeing that there's space outside and inside that we often do in like non-dual teachings. Well, this is literal. This is like the suffering will go away as you process the stuff that creates it in the body. It doesn't go away all at once because you don't want that. Remember, your system seeks safety and love at the unconscious level. It will produce resistance. You work with the resistance. The resistance creates this path here. It's like the burden, the heavy burden of time is your own consciousness that you bring to this. But if you process each day, you get to those two markers, you actually see the suffering going away. That's what you want to trust. If you don't see those three things, stop, please, because those are part of the work. And then go work with somebody who knows how to help you with. Makes sense? That, I trust that because there's a lot of people picking up KI who have an avoidant personality or attachment style, and they just don't do it the way that we've developed it. They don't see those benefits, and then they leave. That's a clear sabotage because the work includes seeing those three things. Now, and for those folks who are interested in the awakening piece, that's something that will happen here because remember, we're focused on the fundamental need being met. Means we focus on the awareness in our mentorship space. The awareness is in which the space in which we do all inquiry. We actually point to it. I talk about it. But it's something that you'll recognize naturally here for one good reason. You don't have to seek it. You can do practices that help you recognize presence for sure. But the presence comes about naturally because only what you really are, awareness, can hold these parts that are buried. The identities that come up, like I'm not good enough, that's not even a person. That's programming coming from the buried emotions. So that identity can't reverse repression. But what you really are, awareness, you'll start to notice it more and more as you get that second marker, which is feeling more grounded here or regulated in the present moment. You'll start to notice that more and more, and you'll need that and cultivate that recognition so you can go back down into the unconscious and have the capacity to hold what arises into the love and the light of awareness. Welcoming it all. Don't forget, you need both things. Recognition of awareness and the allowing of it all, but you can't allow it all if you have buried emotions. So the fundamental need doesn't get met if you use KI and you don't get to the actual repression to see the suffering go away because you're not allowing it all. Buried emotions are buried. There's only one way to allow those. Bring those into awareness, including the conditioning that says no, because otherwise it stays there. If you don't understand that as the driver of suffering, I would say go to science first. Research the heck out of it. There's tons of it. You'll find that buried emotions and emotional repression, suppression, dysregulation are behind a lot of things. That helps your mind. See, the mind that thinks otherwise can be educated there, and that can bring you back to talking about this fundamental need. And that maybe you were just looking for awareness, not paying attention to the science, not knowing that you had buried emotions, not knowing that the suffering that you're experiencing is coming from that. That's what happens on a bypass, is that we miss an important part of that fundamental need. But again, I see people going to the science and they think the whole point is to process buried emotions or to process something. Well, it is, but it happens in awareness. An ego can't do this. The ego comes from the repression. So the awareness piece is fundamental to healing, in my view. To know what we are and to allow it all, we have to have that awareness. We have to process the buried emotions that create it all. Then the fundamental need is met. And if you're doing this work consistently, you'll see it being met. You'll see your authenticity coming forth. You'll see the suffering going away gradually because you're resisting it, right? It takes a while. And that you can trust. Those changes happening consistently, you can trust. If it stops, if somewhere along the way you don't see those two markers, or if you don't see the suffering going away, people say they have a different consciousness every month or 2 or 3 months here because it's such a deeply transformative process. If that stops happening, stop. See, because we've made those two markers a part of the work so that people who have an avoidant style will not just pick up these tools and do them in a way that keeps you safe, and then you just continue on in the avoidant spiritual path. I want to say one more thing, because it might look like I've veered from the non-dual, but I've come more into it with this fundamental need stuff. It's about the embodiment of it. But some people just want the awareness piece, and they've kind of gone away from me for that reason. I want you to know that that's here, and that you can't end suffering without it. But you have to process the buried emotions, and many of you guys don't understand that. And you're rushing to awareness because you're seeking safety. You can't tell that the buried emotions are driving you on the seeking path, because that's all unconscious. And if you listen to us teachers who just sort of ignore the main duality, ignore the buried emotions that produce everything, then you're likely to get lulled into a state which I've been calling the avoidant spiritual realization, which is the same as the avoidant path, but there's no seeking. It's like there's a finding, a discovery of what's already here, the presence. That can fuck you. It's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes folks who have an awakening, they want to turn around and teach other people, but they still have buried emotions. They're seeking love and approval, and they don't know that the suffering isn't over yet. Because the realization, especially for somebody with buried emotions, can feel super safe to the unconscious, and there can be this attachment to that. So then we are teaching, many of us, and helping and being therapists and coaches from this duality of having buried emotions. So we're kind of enablers on the path until we show you how to get to buried emotions. When you have an enabler in your life, it's very difficult to be free. If you research addiction, it's very difficult to be free if you have someone there who in some way is enabling you. In other words, making it really easy for you to suffer and not get to the root of it. That's what we teachers and helpers do. We make it so that you can suffer more because we don't get to the root of it if we don't. It's up to you. I had to kill a lot of heroes and a lot of teachers in my consciousness, even a lot of traditions that were leading me away from buried emotions to end my suffering. I had to take what was good from the non-dual teachings, the awareness, the non-duality part, and add in that which I had been running from. The main duality had to collapse before suffering could end. What we've done is we've created a modality that helps you start to collapse it from the beginning. Does that help you understand what KI is? It's a non-dual, you could say, or it's just a modality that brings real freedom by focusing on the fundamental need. I'm telling you how serious I am about that. I've watched people try to end their suffering without recognizing the presence. It doesn't work. I've watched people recognize the present without tending to buried emotions. And that doesn't work. What I've seen works is both. If you're interested, you can start by taking our test at therepressiontest.com site. That gets you on the newsletter. The issue with that is the avoidance can continue. That's natural, but I want you to listen to what we're saying, because if you can put your toe in the water, what I've been saying to people is, on the avoidance spiritual path, just have a session with us, because we're going to show you something that you didn't see before. I can almost guarantee you. And that's a step in the right direction towards ending the suffering, because people sit, like, even on the newsletter, and they still don't quite know what we're doing. And then because they haven't tapped into the unconscious, they continue avoiding and bypassing. So let me leave you with this. What we're doing here is, whereas other modalities are having you look at the garden, you know, like the garden represents awareness. Whatever appears in the garden, you either allow it or you process it or do something with it, but we don't see underground. So this work gives you access to the underground so you can see the roots and how they produce it. Now, you might think you're already doing a modality like that, but if you are, you would actually see where all of your suffering is coming from, where it's connected to. If you don't see that, you're not in a modality yet that situates you where you're aware of the unconscious and the conscious. You're not collapsing that duality. In other words, until you get to the unconscious where the buried emotions are, because those are the roots. You see how that's a blind way of doing things? A bypass? Allow all the weeds. No. I'm producing those for safety. I need to know that. I need to get underground and see it and embody the presence instead of just welcoming suffering with having no idea how I'm creating it.